You're listening to Up an Octave, a podcast by Sonivia, the podcasting agency that believes that women and non-binary people deserve to take up space in the podcasting industry because our thoughts, voices, and stories matter. Here you'll learn how to make dope podcasts that inspire, educate, convert, and most importantly, make your voice shine. I'm your host, Rue Spence, and I'm here to take podcasting up an octave. Let's get into it. Welcome back to Up an Octave. Today, we are talking about studio spaces. There are a lot of different options for where you record your podcast, and honestly, there are pros and cons to all of them. So whether you're still in the notebook phase of planning a podcast, or you've moved, or you're just not super thrilled with where you've been recording, this is the episode you've been waiting for. So let's get into it. Maybe the most obvious answer for where to record is wherever you are. At your desk, wherever your computer is set up, wherever you get your work done. That's probably the most intuitive space that you could set up to record. There are some things to consider with that setup. For example, when I record at my desk, I don't have a true office. I just have kind of an alcove that I share with my husband and our bookcases. In our last house, I had an actual office of my own with fabulous carpet, and I could close the door and there was no issue. But in our new house, the space is pretty echoey with hardwood floors and a lot of other hard surfaces that just really bounce sound. And honestly, I can hear the difference. I don't think it's horribly impactful and I don't think it ruins my show, but I notice the difference. For me, the convenience of keeping my microphone and my isolation shield set up makes it worth it. And I'm also pretty confident in being able to make it sound at least halfway decent. Is this my favorite circumstance? No, absolutely not. But sometimes you just have to make it work. I will say that offices, especially if you are working with like a hardwood floor and a hard desk and not a lot of, you know, soft, cozy textiles, that does change how your podcast sounds, and it can be a lot harder to get decent audio quality out of it. Something else to consider is office chairs. I have a really gnarly habit of rocking back and forth because office chairs are just comfy to swivel and rock and recline in. That it can be challenging to make sure that you are sitting still to get the best audio quality that you can. That is somewhere that you really have to kind of babysit yourself to make sure that you're not moving and getting some of that creaking and sound, and also seesawing your voice back and forth as you rock. But, you know, sometimes it just makes sense to record there, especially if you are using like a desktop computer setup or something like that. You know, do it make sense and try and make it work for you. The next one that I think most people start with, or at very least consider, is recording in a closet. And closets to this day are one of my absolute favorite places to record. There's a good chance that you saw my reel about recording in Olivia's closet when we first moved into our new house. Because honestly, it was the only place that I could go to get somewhat decent acoustics while our house was empty. Like I said, you know, we're in this like laminate hardwood floor situation where everything is just really loud and bouncy. And it was so much worse without any furniture that I locked myself away in her closet with a big old blanket and just got to recording. Closets are wonderful because of all the soft textiles. Having clothes hanging up makes for some really great acoustics. And the smaller space is easier to control, so you're not getting a lot of that like sound bouncing around and coming back into the microphone as echo. Closets can be tough on the other hand, though, because A, they're cramped. You know, it might be challenging for you to get comfortable recording in a small space like that. And B, they tend to get hot. I don't know if I just still feel like I'm on and then I'm performing, but I tend to already get pretty hot while I'm recording. I'm like, okay, cool it down. And that can be a challenge to overcome when you're recording in a closet. I've previously talked about in my episode on soundproofing, the podcast studio that I fabricated for myself when we were in Germany. There are, for the most part, no closets in German houses or apartments. And so recording in a closet was not an option for me when I started my first show. So I kind of fabricated, about the size of a closet, a studio that was just big enough for me to put a chair and like a little tiny stand for my computer. It was almost like a sheet music stand. And I padded the walls with insulation and foam, and it got the job done. But oh my God, was that sucker hot. And part of it is that Germany doesn't, for the most part, again, believe in air conditioning. So there was like no ventilation, and I couldn't have a fan in there because that would be loud enough that it would defeat the purpose of using the little studio in the first place. But yeah, that was toasty. There were a lot of days where it was just me, a big cold bottle of water, recording in a tank top and short shorts, and just trying not to die from how freaking hot it was. But, you know, sometimes you just have to make it work. Somewhere else, and I really enjoy when podcasters do this, is to record in bed. And I think that this helps set the tone to get you a little bit more vulnerable. I think that there is a big mindset component when it comes to recording in your bed. It's just cozier and snugglier, and I think it's a little bit easier to let some of those walls down and have really candid conversations. Some things to be mindful with if you are recording in bed is, you know, you're on a soft surface. So be mindful of, you know, if you roll around, your microphone might topple over and you have to readjust yourself and, you know, your microphone falls again. And it can be tough to make sure that you're setting it up in the same spot. So you'll hear those audio differences. So that's something to be aware of. Something else is that bedrooms tend to be bigger areas. Obviously, you're going to have your nice soft bed, and that's going to help to deaden some of the bounce for the echo. But just be mindful that if you have hardwood floors or a lot of windows, just be aware of how the rest of the space sounds. But I think there's something really calming and joyful about recording an episode in bed, and I think that's kind of a fun energy to bring to your show, as long as you have a plan to combat some of those other things. Something I've heard of podcasters doing, and I think that this is such a testament to how innovative creators are, is recording an episode in your car. Now, cars are a mixed bag because on the one hand, they do a great job at keeping some of the sound out. You know, there's a muffling effect with being in your car, but there are also so many hard surfaces in your car. Windows and the dash, all of that can be challenging. But I have heard of, and I can't remember what podcaster it was, it was someone on a forum, I think the podcast support community Facebook group, talking about, you know, she had many children and they were always loud and rambunctious. And that was a barrier for her to create her podcast until she realized that she could go and hide in their van to create an episode. And I thought that that was just the most wonderful thing I've ever heard. And, you know, if you have to go excuse yourself and hide out in your car, and that's the only place that you can get a little bit of quiet, I think that that's magic. So I love the idea of recording in your car, especially if that's the only place you can make your show. And I love it even more if you lean into it. If you're like, yep, this is the car podcast, you know, that's recorded here in a live car studio. I think that could be a lot of fun. Some other options that get a little more high caliber are renting spaces. And when it comes to renting spaces, there are free and paid options. So my library here in Colorado Springs has two branches that have studios for music recording or podcasting that can be reserved for free for members. This was also true when I lived in South Carolina. Our local library had branches that had studios in it as well. So get tapped into your local library. I am such a library evangelist. I will sing the praises of a library until the day I die. I think that they are such wonderful community organizations. And, you know, even if you don't think of yourself as like a big reader, there are so many things that are so beneficial. Something else to mention with libraries is that so many of them have a, quote, library of things, which is where you can actually reserve and check out equipment. And this can be everything from yard Jenga to actual microphones. So that's something else that, you know, you should check into, is you can rent fabulous studio quality microphones for free. So if you're someone who's not prepared to invest, or investing in a microphone feels out of reach for you right now, check whether or not you can rent equipment with your library card. Another free space is community centers. Some community centers will have recording space that is available to rent for free or at a, you know, very, very reduced cost. And then there are paid options as well, such as actually booking studio time at a recording studio, or sometimes co-working spaces will have even just meeting rooms that have been sound treated for, you know, Zoom calls or whatever, but those can work as recording spaces as well. That is going to be a little bit of an investment though. And I don't think that most shows need that high production value. If you are doing like an ASMR show or hypnosis or meditation, something like that, you probably really need to not have any ambient noise, to not have any background sound. The same is also true for audiobooks. If you are recording an audiobook, there are incredibly specific standards that are set by that industry that you have to follow in order for the reading of your book to be accepted. So if you are just like not able to carve out a quiet space, if you keep trying and it turns out that there is a bulldozer outside your window that week, you may have to find a rental space. I wouldn't necessarily recommend most people shelling out for that unless, you know, you have a really high profile guest coming on, or you're, you know, really butted up to a deadline and your house is being renovated. Those are the only times that I would say it's worth investing unless you fit the other criteria that I just mentioned. The nice thing with renting like an actual recording studio is that oftentimes, you know, you will have access to getting an actual sound engineer, and that can be helpful to get your best recording as well. For the most part, though, I really think that you can make it work at home, whether it's a closet, your car, your bed. There are so many places where you can just make it work. I think that having some of that like human element of having it not sound 100% perfect is magical, and it makes your podcast unique if your podcast kind of sounds like your house. I'm currently visiting my folks and recording this episode in the living room, kind of propped up on the couch, and I can hear the difference. And to me, it's almost like creating an audio scrapbook of what your podcast sounds like. So be gracious with yourself and remember that absolutely no one cares as much as you do. And I say that with so much love, because I think it's kind of fun, and it's very human and very vulnerable when you feel like you're being invited into someone else's home, where you may occasionally hear a cat meow or little feet running up the stairs. That's just part of life. You know, obviously you want to put your best production foot forward, and you know, if it's something that becomes too distracting or is like too pervasive and constant, if you have a puppy and that puppy is puppying, you may need to find an alternative space. But for the most part, be gentle with yourself and remember to have fun. Psst. Hi, I'm interrupting the show to tell you about something special, a chance for us to connect one-on-one. Whether you're thinking about starting a podcast and aren't quite sure where to begin, or maybe you've got a show already, but you're not sure how to grow, I want to let you know about my free consultations. Yep, that's right. Absolutely free. No strings attached, no pressure, just a chance to chat with your fairy pod mother, that's me, about turning your podcast dreams into reality. You'll walk away from our conversation with actionable steps to take, whether or not we end up working together. Think of it as a gift to you and your show as a thank you for listening to the podcast. If listening to me here isn't enough and you're ready to take the next step, let's chat. Find the link to book in the show notes. Now back to the good stuff. All right, today's question comes from Callan, who says, I've been experimenting with adding different background music and sound effects to my podcast, but I've noticed that it makes the mixing a little more difficult. Do you have any tips on this? So, I do. I think that for narrative and fiction style podcasts, like a D&D play podcast, I think background music can be a lot of fun. I think sound effects can be really immersive, but I think it's a fine line between immersive and distracting. And I say that specifically for fiction podcasts. In nonfiction podcasts, I think that sound effects get a little grating. That's my hot take. I think that they kind of have that like morning radio show feeling that I don't know, it can just become a little much really quickly. And so I would just be super mindful of not having things get distracting. And, you know, making sure, does the bit still play without the sound effect? And if it does, I would avoid it. And, you know, because like you're saying, it does make producing a little bit more challenging. What I would say is, you know, if you do believe that the sound effect really sets the tone, the background music's really immersive, that, you know, that's perfect. Keep it in. And as far as mixing goes, making sure that the audio, whatever the backing, you know, if it's the sound effect or if it's music, making sure that it is quiet enough that the voice still registers as the primary focus. And this is somewhere that I would encourage you to make sure that you are setting your lufs on all your tracks. If you haven't heard about lufs, go and check out the episode that I did a few months ago on making sure that those are being set to the industry standard so that, you know, you get your best, most listenable quality. Something else that I think is really important is to make sure that you are choosing effects that parallel nicely with your voice. That, you know, if you have a gunshot go off, you know, boom, that makes sense if you're doing like a zombie apocalypse narrative fiction podcast. You know, it's like, oh, okay, I register that this is an action sequence. But if you are having like constant like, like that's going to be so annoying to talk over. That's going to be really distracting. If you are trying to fight for the attention over something that's really intense like that. So I think, you know, if you're doing a narrative fiction or D&D or something like that, and you have, you know, a sequence of like, get to the helicopter, boom, 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 I think that plays really well. But if it's get to the helicopter, I think that that kind of hits a little bit different. So yeah, that's kind of my hot take. I don't love a lot of sound effects because I think it's hard to get ones that don't sound kind of cheap. Wah, 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 wah. But other than that, you know, if you are really attached to it, if you really like it, I think that they can be cute and fun when used intentionally. So keep that in mind, and I hope that that helps. So if you have a question, you can shoot it to me over on Instagram at Sonivia Studios. Come hang out with me over there in general because I share a lot more fun stuff about podcasting. And I will be back next week to talk about the art of So I'm really excited for that one. In the meantime, please share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it, especially if you have been trying to get a podcast started with a friend. And I'm like, but I have nowhere to record. Send this episode to them so that they stop making excuses. And if you are that friend, stop making excuses. All right. I will see you next week. Come hang out with me on Instagram. Make sure you've subscribed to the show wherever you're listening. And while you're here, leave me a 5-star rating or a review, because just like your show, mine needs those to grow. Thank you so much for helping me take podcasting up an octave.